At the center of the story is a bag. A black Louis Vuitton backpack, perfect for an overnight trip. But this particular bag is stuffed with bundles of cash. The bag is tossed in the back seat of a brand new white Benz. The guy who's at the wheel is a con man from Miami. He just arrived in New York City. And what the con man doesn't know is that this trip he's on is going to end with a night of chaos, kidnapping, and a dead body. Because as soon as he rolled into town, he started flashing the cash. And it draws the attention of a Harlem rapper named Max B. Everyone in the hood knows Max B. His face is on the cover of mixtapes sold on every corner. His songs spill out from car windows down every block.
Everybody had Drake, the woman, and white people, whatever, had Drake. The streets had Max B.
Max isn't famous, but he's right there.
He wasn't just very good. He was outrageously talented.
By the time Max hears about this bag of cash, he's on the cusp of stardom. But he doesn't have a $1 million deal with a label yet. No sold-out shows. No fancy mansion. In fact, Max is broke. So when he gets wind of that bag, Max starts cooking up a plot to get it. And that's when everything goes completely off the rails.
I woke up with a gun in my face.
I could have got the bullet.
Did you notice anything unusual about him?
I noticed that he had a lot of money on him.
Where's the money? Give me the money. I'm going to kill you. Give me the money.
It was just like somebody saying, you don't have nothing now.
I'm like, God damn. They about to smoke my boy boots.
When the dust settled, it would turn out that Max wasn't even at the scene of the crime when the robbery went down. But when his case went to trial, he would still be convicted and sentenced to 75 years in prison. On this season of Conviction, the story of a rapper who risked it all for a bag full of cash, a robbery where everything went wrong, a trial where nothing went right, and a verdict that makes you question who the justice system works for and who it works against.
I just was mad at myself for even getting caught up in this like that. You know what I'm saying?
You have 30 seconds remaining.
This joint about to cut off.
This is the Conviction of Max B. My name is Brandon Jenkins. The next season of Conviction premieres January 17th from Gimlet. Follow and listen for free only on Spotify.
In Gotham City.
Name and ID?
Dr. Harlene Quinzel. I've got a 330 with the Joker.
There's a new patient in Arkham Asylum.
Look at you. Pass me the tartar sauce, because it's supper time.
Are you all done?
I'm an entertainer.
How about a joke?
What?
Are you just all talk, no action?
What's going on here?
This is Harlene Quinzel, our behavioral counselor.
Dr. Quinzel, Bruce Wayne.
My patients, most of them grew up here.
But aren't you from Gotham too?
What?
You didn't turn into a nutcase in face paint?
I'm still young.
When your back is against the wall.
My dad's basically dying, and I can't even cover a fraction of the operation.
Don't worry, you'll get the money, unless you prefer diamonds.
You're saying you could rob a bank.
For you, sweetheart, it'll be a breeze.
How far would you go to save someone you love?
Well, what you did, I kind of liked it.
Careful, sweet Arlene, your dark side's peeking out.
Starring Christina Ricci as Harley Quinn, Billy Magnuson as the Joker, and Justin Hartley as Bruce Wayne.
If I want something, I should just take it, right?
DC and Spotify present.
You and me, we weren't looking for it, but it sure found us.
You believe there's something between us only because I let you.
Harley Quinn and the Joker, sound mind.
an unknown perpetrator fled the scene in a school bus.
What do you think you're doing?
This isn't what we discussed.
A Spotify original audio series is out now. Follow and listen for free, only on Spotify.
In the 90s, when you wanted to call La Familia,
Bienvenidos a Matis Llamadas y Servicios 82.
You had to take a walk down the block and find,
we have 8 cabinas for international calling to la casa in Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, Panama, Peru.
A cabina telefónica. This is La Cabina Telefónica, a fully bilingual Spotify original series about a little shop in Queens like no other. Starring Colombian pop star Fanny Lu as Mati Cardona.
Yo soy Mati. Esta es mi hija, Rosy.
And One Day at a Time's award-winning star Isabella Gomez as Rosy Cardona.
Okay, so this is a lip gloss, a broken Tamagotchi, a bedazzled beeper.
Each episode is one phone call, one story from El Barrio.
Dile que estoy enferma.
Mati está enferma.
Ay, ¿qué tiene?
Ay, no sé. Ay, gonorrea.
¿Qué tiene gonorrea?
¡No! ¡No, no! ¡Gadiel!
And each phone call brings everyone a little closer to home.
Hola, hi, mami. Mami.
Hola, mis niños. Un momentico, por favor. ¿Se les ocurre tocar mi escritorio? Era de mi abuela.
Mami, ¿qué pasa?
I just need someone I can laugh with again. And that person is Anastasia.
Bueno.
Mijo, ¿cómo estás? De hecho, mijo, I have good news.
¡Ah, sí, sí!
One call, one story from El Barrio.
¿Aló?
¿Aló? ¿Aló?
Hola.
¿Aló?
Listen to estas llamadas y muchas más en La Cabina Telefónica, only on Spotify. It's a Spotify original.
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Did you miss us?
The girls are back to spill the tea on what and who we've been up to.
I'm everybody's cup of tea. The girls love to sip me. We've maybe had one or two or three rendezvous. You're not gonna talk about the time that you literally hooked up and I was sleeping?
I got broken in half while Denzel was sleeping.
And we've done it together because you know what? That's my girl.
You better watch and listen every Tuesday.
Only on Spotify.
Ow!
Se ti piace questo podcast,
potrebbe piacerti anche Tutti Allenatori qui.
Salut, c'est Lena Situation et bienvenue dans mon podcast Canapé 6 Places.
Tu es enceinte
de 8 mois.
Et je peux accoucher sur ce canapé rose, donc j'espère que tu y tiens pas trop.
Parce qu'à chaque fois, les mannequins disent « je me suis fait repérer ». Mais comment on se fait repérer? Parce que moi, je marche et personne ne m'a repéré encore, je comprends pas.
Déjà, moi, que je sois pieds nus à parler devant des caméras, c'est un délire.
Mes pieds, je les donne au cinéma, je les donne pas tellement.
Tu les donnes à OnlyFans?
À quoi? À OnlyFans?
Tu poses des photos de tes yep.
Là, c'est trop
beau. Et des gens vont les payer pour les voir.
Ouais, ça y est. C'est... Non, je rends mon tablier.
Ça, c'est pour ma boîte à souvenirs quand je serai vieille et sénile.
Ça va aller tellement vite, tu vas voir.
Ah bah.
Tu sais que t'es quasi invisible, rose sur rose, comme ça.
Je suis habillée en rose sur mon canapé rose.
C'est un truc de fou. C'est eux qui ont besoin de toi, Léna, maintenant. T'es plus une petite fille. T'es une womanizer, comme disaient les Carrie.
C'est ce que ça veut dire, womanizer?
Non.
C'est une meuf qui tape plein de mecs.
Non, c'est pas vrai. Non.
Il est vraiment bien, ce canapé. J'ai envie de le redire, je vais finir sur ça, mais il est vraiment bien. Tu me donneras la ref.
1986.
nel cuore della Milano da bere, un uomo viene ricoverato per un bicchiere di vino.
Ha cominciato a vomitare in continuazione, ad avere conati fortissimi e anche dolori forti di stomaco e soprattutto perdeva la conoscenza.
Arriva in pronto soccorso con un grave quadro di insufficienza non solo cerebrale, ma aveva anche dei problemi respiratori e dei problemi renali.
È intossicazione da metanolo, un alcol usato come solvente, come combustibile per motori, come reagente nei processi industriali. Uno dei veleni più micidiali al mondo.
Perché sia tossico, basta un cucchiaio da tavola di metanolo al 100%.
Sembra un episodio isolato, ma presto i casi si moltiplicano e si trasformano in epidemia.
Noi non sappiamo qual è l'entità del problema, però bisogna allertare la regione Lombardia.
Per fortuna c'è un uomo pronto a scendere all'inferno, con la sicurezza di chissà come spegnere le fiamme.
Immediatamente si capì che era una cosa che avrebbe avuto delle conseguenze drammatiche.
Per l'anagrafe si chiama Alberto Nobili, per il Tribunale di Milano è il sostituto procuratore, ma per tutti è il leggendario.
È stata veramente una corsa contro il tempo, perché si lavorava e tanto si apprendeva di nuovi decessi, cioè bisognava bloccarla questa emorragia.
Io sono Giulia De Logu e questo è Metanolo, il podcast originale di Spotify prodotto da Will Media in collaborazione con Boat Sound, che racconta la strage che ha cambiato la storia del vino italiano. La truffa che ha devastato l'economia vitivinicola degli anni Ottanta, ma soprattutto lo scandalo agroalimentare più clamoroso del nostro paese, le cui dimensioni nessuno è mai stato in grado di definire con certezza. Metanolo, ascoltalo gratuitamente, solo su Spotify.